Duke4.net.
Hi, this is Yata from Duke4.net, and this is podcast number one with M. Blackwell and Orochi Ablis.
I'm Orochi Ablis.
And I am M. Blackwell.
Okay, excellent. Now, just keep in mind, everybody, that this podcast is improvised. We're not using a script, just to make things more interesting. So, the first topic that came to my mind was the poll on Duke4.net. We've got a poll here asking when people think the game is going to be done. And, kind of sad how right now there's 42% people who think that the game is hopeless, and coming in second at 33%, some people think it's coming out in 2008, and that's followed by people who think it'll be in 2009 and then 2010. What do you guys think of that?
I don't know. It seems weird that people would think it would be completely hopeless at this point, because sure, it has been in development a long time, but we're starting to see things come out. You know, there was the leaked screenshot. There's been a lot of developer talk about what they've been doing. It seems like there's a lot of hope and progress that's been going on. You know, I don't see why people would say it's never coming out anymore.
I just find it funny how every year we keep thinking it's going to come out this year, and it doesn't. I'm also being obviously a huge Duke fan. It hurts me, too, waiting for it this long.
I was going to say, you know, I voted 2008 in the poll, personally, but I would really more realistically say 2009 or something.
That's what I had, actually, 2009.
Yeah. I just like to be hopeful, you know, keep my fingers crossed. Like, maybe next year's the year.
I concur. I hope so.
I'm still hoping for this year.
This year? I don't know about that.
Yeah,
George,
I know.
He said they're going to hype the game 6 months ahead of time, so... Yeah.
Well, the year's only started, so...
You're right. We're only about 4 months into the year.
We could be surprised, but...
We could.
Yeah.
Hey, April Fool's is coming. It'd be nice.
It would, wouldn't it? Only 2 days.
They could say it's coming out this year and post a bunch of information and nobody would believe it. It'd be great.
That's a very diabolical plan.
There's that new Scott Miller interview. What do you guys think of that? Talks about DNF in there and...
His whole attitude towards Duke Nukem Forever now seems to be sort of a lukewarm water type feel to it. He's like, yeah, it's going to be good, but... We just want to get it done at this point. That flair that used to be there doesn't... I don't know, it could just be me. It doesn't seem to be there anymore.
They're not as excited about just talking about the game?
Or it could just be Scott.
I get the sense that he's less concerned with saying... all the time saying, we have such a kick-ass product and just trying to hype it up for people and saying, you know what, we're working on it, we screwed up so many times, and... Now we finally got something going, and we're gonna make sure that it gets done for everybody, you know. And I think that in the end, even though that's not as exciting of a message, it's a more important message that this game is gonna get finished.
I hope that's the case. I mean, they've hired a lot of people. I mean, we had we still don't know if the Soul Brothers are working on the sound, but we had a new level designer. I mean, a new concept artist, art director, all these people coming in. Hopefully they're going to make some progress.
They were all pretty experienced people, too, and I think that was part of their point. I mean, Scott keeps saying, we hired people from inside the industry. Before, they were just hiring anybody who had any talent, which I guess is nice as a first job for those people that are trying to break in, but it's not necessarily good for them for development to have inexperienced people on the project all the time.
Well, you kind of need like 50-50 there. There has to be that balance where you need the new blood with the fresh ideas, but you need the experienced warriors, so to speak.
So they can lead the less experienced people on, and
yeah,
they'd have a nice balance there. Right.
I wonder if they got stuck in... in a feature trap, you know? Like, every time they would see something cool, they would just keep adding it. And they never actually had a coherent product, you know what I mean? And that's really what they're working on now, is trying to say, okay, this is what we need, this is what we have, and we can actually put it together into something.
Mm. Well, on the bright side, I mean, they've been working on this for almost 10 years now. I'd expect a lot of content there.
Yeah.
I mean, all that level design they've done, I mean, at least I'm hoping the game will have more than just 8 hours of gameplay, like Prey did, or 6 hours.
I kind of liked Prey, though, that it only had 6 hours. Just to note that I thought it was a good length because of the progression. I mean, I felt satisfied at the end of the game. So, I mean, even though I expect Duke Nukem Forever to have more, I just want to throw my two cents out there that I thought Prey had a good length.
Well, you're making a good point. I mean, I'd probably get bored if I kept playing for hours and hours, so...
Well, yeah, Prey, to me, as you could tell by the forums, I don't like it when people use length as a measure of quality. Like, as M. Blackwell said, Prey was very satisfying. I could play it over and over and over again. I don't care if it's short or if it's long. It's as long as you're having fun with it. I don't see why time has to be an issue.
Yeah, especially if it's not the type of game that you can play more than once and it only takes you 5 minutes to play it, you might be really mad that you paid $50 for this game. But if it's a fun game that you can play again and again and again, then you shouldn't be worried about the length.
Well, now that you guys actually brought it up, I think that's one of the things that 3D Realm should be focusing on now that... It's taken so much time. I mean, they should just focus on making it a fun game, you know? Maybe they shouldn't just focus on the technology so much as just the gameplay. And that would help them, you know, release the game sometime sooner than expected.
Well, I can't remember if George said this in 2005 or 6, that they said that, or he said that they could ship with what they have.
Oh yeah, I remember that. He said the technology was complete. He said, but the content isn't there.
No, but he said that they had a lot of content in there. They had like 15 enemies up and running, a bunch of guns, a few levels.
Maybe it's just a matter of putting it all together.
Yeah, we did see a lot of video and a lot of screenshots too at a certain point. So I think they could have had something. I don't think it would have been anything really playable, though, beyond a few levels, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking that what they're going to do now... I mean, they said they've gone back and changed everything, pretty much. So hopefully, you know, we'll have a superior product than... I mean, rewatching the old videos for me is not exactly pleasant on the eyes. Not as much as it used to be.
The 2001 trailer?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Honestly, minus a few parts, I still think it looks good.
Yeah, likewise.
I don't think it's very, very easy on the eye. I think there's a lot of really good animation and things in the video. So mm-hmm. It's definitely a playable product. Like, if I had it on my computer, I could play it without any trouble, but... It's not something I would see at the store and go, wow, I want to get that immediately, you know?
Right, yeah. Right. For a 2007 game, it probably won't cut it.
For a 2001 game, it's pretty amazing, though.
Yeah.
I'll get that.
I'd like to see a trailer like that, but with updated graphics and in the theaters. 3D Realms actually comes in, you know how games these days?
Yeah.
Sometimes they advertise them in theaters.
Yeah.
It'd be really awesome if they had a DNF trailer
on
the screen.
To be honest, I've never seen a game trailer at the theater.
Really? I've seen a couple. And very few, but I have seen them. They're kind of interesting. Usually it's funny because they'll show FMV or something from the game. And
right.
You're just watching and you're thinking, oh, this looks cool, and then they show the actual game.
And it looks like crap,
exactly.
Right, in comparison to the FMV. I know just what you're saying.
Yeah. I almost bought that game.
isn't the latest Colin McRae rally trailer all FMV? I heard that. I haven't seen it myself.
Well, I think it's pretty cheap how they do that nowadays. Like with the... what was that PS3 game that...
Killzone 2?
Yeah.
It was all rendered on there, but it was all pre-calculated and everything.
Right, pre-rendered.
Yeah.
I think with DNF, I don't think they'd have to do that. I mean, with George saying that they look competitive with the dynamic lighting and the shadows and...
That screenshot looked like just a cinematic. I mean, it was really small, but, you know, you blow it up,
right,
smooth it out, get a good look at it. It looks really good. It looks like a cinematic, and I'm curious to see what that's all about, because that was a third-person shot, and it's a first-person game. Was that from a cinematic? And then if it is from a cinematic, then does that mean they're doing all their stuff real-time, like they are in lots of other games, and then that means that the engine can just do that level of quality. That's pretty good.
Well, I remember George saying that the screenshot was actually taken in a random hallway, just a test hallway. And it does look like a cinematic, to be honest. I mean, it looks so great. It just looks like maybe it's a cutscene with Duke shooting the crap out of a bunch of aliens.
Didn't it say it was going to... they were going to... keep it completely first person?
Oh, yeah, I do remember George saying that, actually, that there would be...
Oh, I was going to say, it could be that just for that screenshot, they just put the Duke model on the level and zoomed out, you know?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. You know, what I'd like to see is a high-resolution version of that very same image.
Yeah, that would be nice. Just get a better look at everything, you know?
Right. I mean, there's a lot of detail that just from I'm looking at the dimensions right now. It's only a 200x125 pixel image, but I mean, you can see all the wrinkles on Duke and on the details on the gun, and it just looks amazing. And if they released a 1600x1200 version of the same image, I mean, that would be something nice for April, actually, for April Fools, because 3D Realms used to give gifts to the fan on occasions like that, but it's just been a couple years since they did anything like that, and this would be nice for a change. And plus, they wouldn't have to be really releasing anything that nobody has ever seen before, so it's not like they're giving the game away. It's just the same picture, but at a higher resolution, you know?
Yeah, that is true. That's not a bad idea, actually. That would be a lot of people's desktops, I bet.
It already is.
It would kill the internet, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
If one thumbnail caused so much commotion,
oh yeah,
a high-res picture would just completely obliterate it.
Do you guys remember, and I don't know if you guys saw that thread where the people were discussing the image, but some people had it blown up and used Photoshop filters on it, and it looked like an awesome wallpaper right there.
I haven't seen all that, no.
There were a lot of people just posting... self-made screenshots. I mean, self-made wallpapers that they made out of the little thumbnail. They put all these Photoshop filters on it and increased the size, and it actually looked great.
I should have tried that.
it was funny that, because normally I check the forum several times a day, and that day I happened to be away from it, like, all day. Because I was busy with other things, but I had chances, and I didn't bother to do it. And I'd figure the day they actually released something, the day I was away. It's just kind of Murphy's Law. I know it's not a very interesting story, but it's just amusing to me.
I have Yada handy. He just shouts at me like, dude, didn't you see DNF screenshot? Going on? Why haven't you looked yet? Yeah, it's handy.
I remember, you know, it's funny. I remember the first time I saw it. It was on a friend's Sidekick, and I was actually at school, and I had no access to a computer because I was sitting in the classroom, and I was bored, and I was asking for a friend to let me borrow his sidekick. And next thing you know, I mean, there's this huge thread, and everybody's looking at that little picture, and I'm like, holy shit. They've released a picture of Duke Nukem Forever. Wow. You know?
I found out through 1UP.
1UP.
Yeah.
They've actually been doing a lot of Duke Nukem Forever news posts as of late. I mean, that's good. There's not that many game sites paying attention to the game anymore.
Yeah.
It's nice to see.
Every once in a while, you see a little news peek through somewhere, but especially on, didn't they say something about being multi-platformer? There's hints of that, and I haven't heard anything on any console websites or anything like that. I mean, you'd think you'd hear other things, you know, just little rumors.
I think Mill Scott said that they're thinking about, he hinted that it might be multi-platform in one of his interviews.
You'd think
just
that,
like maybe a 360 port.
Yeah, you'd think that you would hear about that somewhere else, and not just a tiny little blurb somewhere, you know, and other random people have to tell you about it. It's kind of big news if it happens, because it's a big game.
Yeah. Could you just imagine what kind of achievements there would be? If it was on the 360. Ladies, man, say, shake it baby 50 times.
I'd like to actually see some achievements that have something to do with the mature rating of the game, you know, with the shake it baby and the strippers.
Like most maybe the stuff, you know.
Maybe the number of hours you've spent in the strip clubs of the game in total.
I would be creeped out if they tracked that, because I would find out something I wouldn't want to find out. And then other people, when they put the game in, they would find it out too. And I don't think that's a good idea.
That would probably be most guys' first achievement. Spend 6 hours in the strip club.
They wouldn't even know they'd done it either. That's the thing. just be like, how'd I get that one?
It'd be amusing to see the face of the first guy who gets it.
I'd imagine that it'd be one of the guys at 3D Realms, you know. They're notorious for just sitting around and eating pizza and watching Britney Spears prawn. So, you know, I mean, we as players would probably have to compete with the Duke team on that.
Possibly. You know,
speaking of Duke Nukem, M. Blackwell here was telling me about a modification he's working on. It's called Decay. Is that right?
Yes, it is called Decay. Maybe there'll be a subtitle in the future, but for now, just Decay. And probably, actually, just stick with that, because it's a cool name. It's really awesome. There's a thread up on 3D Realms about it on the forums. If you go check under the Duke Nukem section, you can see a whole host of screenshots. It's been in development forever. It's basically a merger of a couple different mods that me and this other guy, Hudson, have been working on for years. And we finally decided to stick everything together, and we got a few other team members, and we basically have what amounts to a finished mod base, and we're just adding to it. We're adding polish, doing maps, everything. It's pretty cool. The premise is zombies, and who doesn't like zombies? And
the zombies are awesome.
to go with the zombies, we have lots and lots of blood, because blood is cool.
Is this for eDuke 32?
Yes, sir. This uses the eDuke 32 source port of Duke Nukem 3D, mm-hmm. And it's not quite a standalone project, because we do use some Duke stuff. We use the HRP, for instance, the high resolution pack.
Oh, great.
Cool.
And then we also have our own custom textures and models and everything. But that we do have that as a base. So, you know, some things might not be replaced in the end, so that'll have to come as well with it. But it does use that, and hopefully it'll be one of the bigger mods released for eDuke 32, and probably one of the first completed ones at this point. I don't know. There's kind of been shaky development lately with a few projects, I've noticed.
Well, it's nice to see new modifications emerging with the source ports for the game, because I mean the last couple months there's been a lot of activity with the HRP and the mod community, and it's really great to see people actually using these ports, these Windows ports and the HRP to work on their mods. So are you guys actually also making your own 3D models for the game, or?
Yeah, all the monsters and everything will be 3D models, and obviously we'll have modeled objects. We don't go so far as to have, you know, like models for blood, of course, just some decals and stuff like that.
Is there dismemberment?
There is none right now, and there might not be. We had thought about including dismemberment, but it was thought that it would make the game too simple to mm-hmm. have. We're trying to figure out a good balance between, you know, difficulty levels in the game. And right now, it mostly focuses on how difficult it is to play will be dependent on what weapons you use and how good you are with them, I guess. Mm-hmm. Because we do have a full selection of new weapons, everything from chainsaw to an M16, and then you get hunting rifles and dual automatic pistols. And of course you get a shotgun too, because you can't have a zombie game without a shotgun.
Oh yeah, the shotgun.
That's a rule, you know.
you should have an Evil Dead power up where you have the chainsaw and shotgun at the same time.
That's an interesting idea.
Like akimbo weapons?
Yeah.
That would be awesome. That's a great suggestion.
That's a pretty good. I'll have to bring that up actually, because that's a pretty good idea. Yeah, right. We're trying to also not. One thing that's kind of difficult is we're trying to not copy other zombie movies and games.
You're going for the original look.
Right. I mean, as far as the we are, you know, because we're trying to give homage to things, but. As far as the storyline and stuff, we're trying to definitely shift away from a few different things. Like, one of the big trends in zombie movies and games lately is always the, oh, it's a virus. I mean, you know? I mean, how many times can you hear that? Honestly, the best zombie movie I ever saw as far as the backstory to it was probably Return of the Living Dead. Did you guys ever see that one?
I haven't. Have you? Orochi?
I saw one from the early 90s. I can't remember if it was the remake or if it was the actual return. So I can't really answer it. It's kind of hazy.
No, there was one. I think it was it the 80s? But it was, maybe it was in the, yeah, I think it was an 80s flick. It was basically like a sequel to Night of the Living Dead, which, if you'll remember, it's the whole movie where it takes place in a farmhouse and everything. But the basic premise of Return of the Living Dead is the idea that Night of the Living Dead actually happened and was part of something that went wrong in a military experiment, and that this chemical that had made these zombies is being contained in the basement of this morgue. So it's kind of an interesting story, and the way they play it off is really plausible, although slightly goofy at times, because it's kind of a comedy film as well as a horror movie. But it works for me, and I think that it would be nice to have more unique stories like that. And that's kind of what we're going for, is something that doesn't just involve, oh, it's a virus and, oh, zombies, you know. But, yeah, it'll be fun.
Well, I'm really looking forward to your mod here. So the mod is called Decay, and have you released any media on the mod?
We have lots of media. We have a trailer that has some old, features some old effects, but we have a lot of media with new stuff. A lot of things have been revamped. We have we have a bunch of new bullet effects and things like that. I mean, if you look at newer screenshots, you'll notice little chunks being taken out of walls and stuff like that. Smoke and sparks and things flying everywhere. Of course, lots of blood and guts, some cool zombies, and we're also going to have some more different sorts of monsters. That'll be a nice surprise as we release more media.
Awesome, awesome. For the people listening, I'll make sure to include some media that and Black will provide for us onto the news post that contains this audio podcast. So make sure you guys check that out and leave your feedback on it.
Cool.
So, what else is new in the Duke Nukem community?
A lot of talk about Stalker.
Stalker. I hope Duke Nukem Forever is nothing like Stalker, first of all. It's, I think Stalker is unique in its own way, but, you know, they stole that radioactive symbol from Duke Nukem Forever. Now that you bring up Stalker, I'm gonna have to talk about that. What do you guys think?
Is it a good game? I haven't played it, and, until I get a new computer, because I've started running Linux, I probably won't play it. And I don't know. It was kind of interesting, because I remember seeing a lot of old screens, like the very first screenshots when they were showing them. I thought, you know, this looks amazing. But then years later, they're still showing basically the same graphical level and in the media, and I was not as impressed anymore. But then they had this engine change, and some of the stuff started to look pretty nice and realistic, but I was very put off by some of the character models, which, you know, had
kind of outdated, huh?
Yeah. But now it's starting to look up right before release, and I haven't looked into it. I mean, is it good? Have you guys played it? Is it good?
Well, it's kind of interesting how you mentioned the delay and the engine change. I mean, this game is very comparable to Duke Nukem Forever. I think that might be why Orochi brought it up. In terms of gameplay, it's probably completely different, but just the same way that it's been delayed all this time and had an engine change. Did it have an engine change, or was it just a technology upgrade? Because as far as I knew, it was on the X-Ray engine.
I'm not sure. Either way, it was quite a difference between screenshots from 2 years ago and screenshots from more recently.
Oh, yeah. They've added the dynamic lighting, which just looks amazing and uses a lot of processing power, but it's well worth it. Something I'd like to see in Duke Nukem Forever, actually. The similarities between Stalker and DNF is the fact that you're saying that the old screenshots in comparison to the new ones now look so different, but the game still kind of feels outdated. Now, that's something that might apply to DNF, because, I mean, they've been working with the same engine for such a long time, and even if they have been upgrading it, I mean, there's quite a possibility that it still looks the same way as it might have looked maybe in 2005 or 2006. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I think one of the main reasons why it retained the same look, more or less, was because THQ just threw so much money at the project. And rather than just revamping it, they decided to stick with what they have and just add some new stuff to it.
That's what I think 3D Realms should try to focus on. Just focus on finishing the game, and you know, it might look outdated, but what it really comes down to at the end of the day, it's the gameplay.
Well, didn't they take a year to build it? Like the new build now?
For Duke?
Yeah. Didn't they spend like 2003, all of 2003 just really ripping out the engine and just adding their own stuff?
I seem to remember, didn't George say something about that, that they'd completely redone everything?
Oh yeah, he said that there was kind of a restart in 2003. I'm not sure, but
yeah.
They've been on track, according to George, at least.
Whatever on track really means.
Yeah, with the departures, you know, I'm not sure, but you know, I'm hoping for the best.
Yeah. Well, so what do you guys think about the idea? It probably won't happen, but I would really like to see Duke Nukem 64, like, say, released on the Nintendo Wii Virtual Console or something. Wouldn't that be great? I really want to play that game again.
Oh, yeah.
It's been so long. That, to me, honestly, even though it had a lot of censorship, that was almost a definitive vision of Duke Nukem to me.
Because to be honest, I haven't played it.
Really?
I played the PlayStation version, Total Meltdown, but not
Duke
the
64. Duke Nukem 64 has all the ton of graphical upgrades, a bunch of weapon changes, and a lot of interesting level design alterations that really, to me, increased the playability because there was a lot more to do.
And they had the OpenGL rendering and the 3D models for the bosses, right?
I think they did. I can't remember if they did or not. But I just remember that it pretty much was awesome. And it had a really great rendition of the theme song.
Well, now that you mention it, that you'd like to see it on the Wii... you know, there was a recent thread on the 3D Realms forums about it also possibly going on the 360 Live Arcade. And if that would happen, or, you know, if they just brought the old Duke Nukem 3D on consoles, or even the new PSP, you know, on portable systems, I think not only would that be a good source of making money just to keep their other projects running, it would just be nice for old fans and people who are just getting to familiarize themselves with the game to just get to know Duke and kick ass and, you know, reminisce the old times and just have fun until Duke Nukem Forever is out, you know?
It's such a good version. So
I would love to see a DS port with, like, co-op and Duke Match.
That would kick ass.
You know, it would be great if they did something like that, and they timed it before a Duke Nukem Forever Media Blitz. Now, that would be smart to me, because you would be playing Duke. You'd be like, hey, this is so awesome. This is such a great game. You'd be playing it, and then, you know, suddenly you see all this information for another one, you know?
Kind of like a pre-hype type of thing where they introduce Duke to everybody, and then, hey guys, here's a new Duke game, you know. And for people that have never heard of Duke Nukem Forever,
it's been so long that I think that that it's kind of important, really, because there's a lot of gamers that just have heard Duke Nukem Forever. But what happens if they just release it? And of course, we'll all buy it. But what about people that have never, don't read gaming magazines, haven't, you know, they're younger, haven't necessarily played or heard much of Duke Nukem? I think it's going to be a little bit more difficult to reach them because it's an established product and they're treating it like an established product, but there's such a big gap that I wonder if they're going to really be able to do that as much as they would like.
I agree. I think they need to make a smooth transition, you know, from the hiatus to the to actually bringing the game back out into the public. And the best way to do that would be through Duke Nukem 3D, because, I mean, they mentioned Duke Nukem 3D, but half the people don't even know what Duke Nukem 3D is. I mean, when you had Doom 3 come out, there were all these original Doom games for the, there was the Windows port, and then it came out on all these different consoles, and, you know, its software filled in all those gaps, and that's something that 3D Realms should consider. That recent Scott Miller interview, they've actually ported Duke Nukem 3D, or a version of the game that kind of resembles the original feel. They've ported it to the cell phone systems. And I think that was a good idea. And what do you guys think about that?
Well, I don't know, to be honest. It's pretty interesting to have Duke on your mobile. But wouldn't it be hampered by tons of limitations?
Well, to be honest, I played it once. I was actually at a Verizon store and getting my phone checked out, and I was like, hey, they've got all these free games you can play here, test them out. So I got Duke Nukem, and they've got the grab bag playing, and then you go into the game, and it really restricts you. The controls, you can just look up and down and left and right. You don't have that keyboard and mouse type of advantage. But just the fact that you're playing as Duke and you're killing pickups and, you know, shooting that shotgun and the Duke's mighty pistol, it just feels different and unique. The fact that it's all Duked out, you know.
You know, when you think about it, Duke actually has a pretty interesting story progression. And I wonder what it'll be in Duke Nukem Forever, if they've continued that or if they've kind of wiped the slate a little bit. Because if you remember, in the very first Duke Nukem, you're fighting Dr. Proton. And then in Duke Nukem 2, you get Duke's in the middle of an interview, gets captured by aliens for being the coolest guy in the world, and breaks free, defeats the aliens, crash lands on Earth, and the aliens invade. You know what I mean?
And then I do.
And I wonder if they're gonna continue that progression of story. I mean, how they were all related, but they were all within a few years of each other, and I wonder if they've been able to keep up the same storyline.
You know, I wonder if DNF will actually pick up right where the Atomic Edition ended with Duke killing the
Queen.
Yeah, killing the Queen, and if there was an intro type, some type of intro where it shows that very same Queen, you know, rendered in the Unreal Engine, and Duke is just finishing up with it, and then just something happens right afterwards, or maybe like the next day, Duke is relaxing because he's killed all the aliens, and then something happens. And it's just a continuation of the previous Duke Nukem 3D game, and it'll just flow a lot better, and, you know, the original fans of the game will just admire Duke more and be happy that 3D Realms is keeping that original feel and not just going for a completely new look that might kind of derange the theme of the game.
I'm just wondering if Proton and Bombshell are still going to be in this one.
I would like to see Proton.
And I'd like to see Bombshell. I'd like to see both, actually. Hasn't been confirmed, so, you know, it's a possibility, and they would actually be good characters to use for that unique storyline that 3D Realms might be planning, you know. I mean, for people who are not familiar with Bombshell, Bombshell is supposed to be a woman who is not attracted to Duke, and obviously that's not very typical of women, because naturally any woman falls for Duke right away, and that kind of adds a twist, a comical type of twist to the whole game.
Doesn't Duke think she's a lesbian because of that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
that's just brilliant writing right there.
It is. It's incredibly funny and true to the original Duke character. And what about Gus, that old guy? In the 2001 trailer at the end, we see him in a strip club. And there's also a screenshot of him in Ghost Town. That's the name of that area where the screenshot is taken.
The Arizona type.
Right, right. I'd like to see
that screenshot.
Yeah, it's great because it's original. It lets you take come closer and familiarize yourself with the NPCs of the game as opposed to just the action and all that. I mean, that screenshot itself just gives audience the impression that, hey, you're not just going to be blowing shit up the whole game. There's going to be NPCs, and they're probably going to partake in the storyline and make it more interesting. And I'd like to see Gus maybe fighting alongside you, or, you know, I'd like to see him actually as one of the major characters in the game, because he's pretty funny in the trailer.
He comes off as a character who seems like a crazy old coot, but for some strange coincidence, he's right about his predictions. You know, sort of like, think of Nostradamus, but a hillbilly version of it.
You know that mule that he has? I'm wondering if that's the same mule that Duke Nukem rides in the trailer, where he's using that shotgun and he's riding a mule.
They
can't take out the mule. That's like one of the best things about the game, I think. If I don't see the mule, okay, I'm going to be really disappointed. I'm going to be
cancel
like,
cancel your pre-order?
Yeah, I'm going to cancel my pre-order. I'm going to just block out everything that reminds me of Duke, because I want to see that mule in the game. And I hope three of you are just listening to me right now.
Remember the 2001 trailer? That huge worm-like creature picks up the mule and eats it?
It doesn't matter.
Really?
Yeah.
You still have to have a mule.
It's near the end.
No. It doesn't matter.
It's when the music really starts to pick up and go.
The eagle thing? I thought it was eagle, like some type of bird.
No, he eats... Because after you see a shower of gib come... from that.
Oh, that was... I never paid attention to the fact that that was the mule, but that's pretty awesome. But that better not mean the mule is going
to
be
dead.
There has
to be a mule. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay?
They better not come up with the excuse that, yeah, we killed the mule in the trailer, then you see the worm-like creature eating him up. You know, that won't cut it. I want to see that mule. I want to see
Duke
fighting it.
After the mule is already eaten. You know, that's a BS response. You have to have the mule. It'd be great to have it in the city, and Duke Nukem rides the mule around town.
I'd like to see NPCs commenting on Duke as he's riding on that mule.
Check out that ass.
Perfect one-liner right there.
It would be awesome if there was a cheat code where all the cars in Vegas, assuming that it still starts in Vegas, turn into mules.
That would be pretty nice. The theme of Duke Nukem is, it's got this unique theme that, you know, just allows for them to do that, actually, if they wanted to. Because if you were just to play any game and you had a cheat code that let you do that, I mean, I don't see games doing that nowadays. It just doesn't fit in with the serious theme of some of the games that are out right now. Like if you were to have Stalker, you know, have some type of cheat code like that, it just wouldn't work out. But with Duke, you have all this hilarious comedy-like action going on, and if you had a cheat code like that, it would definitely just fit in very, very well with the whole ass-kicking and having fun at the same time theme.
We should resurrect my cheat code thread that I had, that I made. Do you remember that? From long ago?
I think I do remember it, actually. Yeah, a cheat code being in there. A cheat code thread. We've gotta bump that thread and post this idea for sure. Turn all the cars into mules.
Yeah. So, do you guys remember way back in 2001? They said they removed the towers from New York City. They used to have the World Trade Center in the game.
Really? I never heard of that.
I remember reading somewhere on like IGN or something. They had something about they removed the World Trade Center towers in New York from the game. I always wondered if that affected development at all.
Wow, I never actually knew about that. You know, Drazula had an article on Duke4.net about Duke Nukem Forever in the post 9/11 world, but I never actually knew about that. That the removal of the Twin Towers from the game.
Yeah. I wondered about that. A lot of places, a lot of games and other, and movies and stuff that were shot before removed the towers. And I always
Spider-Man being one of them.
Yeah. I always thought that was kind of an insult, you know, to the memory of the towers.
Right, it is. And, you know, they're actually in the process of rebuilding the towers. By 2011, I remember reading. So it'd be really funny if, you know, God forbid, but if Duke Nukem Forever is delayed until then, and then they end up putting the towers back in. So I think they should just leave it in there, you know. They're going to rebuild them anyway, and if they really want to maybe pay an homage to the people that passed away, they should maybe put some type of memorial in the game. And that would be a lot more appropriate than just removing game content. I mean, it'd be really cool if the game allowed you to actually go inside the buildings and interact with all the different stuff going on in there. And, you know,
Yeah.
That's one of the things that I always wanted to do in Duke Nukem Forever, just go inside hotels or, you know, buildings. All those screenshots from Las Vegas were... They had these hotels, and those were actually the real hotels with just different names for to represent, you know, real life places. And I thought it was really cool how they're doing that, and to take out the Twin Towers, kind of disappointing, I think.
Yeah, well, some people can be overly sensitive about the subject.
Yeah, that's true.
Unfortunately, I agree with you that it shouldn't just be taken out because of what happened. But what are you gonna do?
Yeah, gotta move on.
Already pressed the delete key.
Like, I remember playing Tekken 2 years after 9/11 and.
Oh, yeah, there's that young
Paul
guy.
See the Twin Towers there in the background.
The guy with the blonde hair, what's that character's name?
Paul.
Again? Paul, yeah. I do remember. I really like it when games make references to real-world environments.
There was a Counter-Strike map for 1.5, which it was the World Trade Center, where... You would each side would spawn on either side of the tower, or on either tower, and you would have to try and snipe the other person.
I actually played that.
Well, what was cool is when you have low gravity, you'd see people jump over to the other side and try and knife the snipers.
That's pretty awesome. Imagine that in Duke Nukem Forever. Imagine playing that in multiplayer Duke match.
See, now that would actually make sense in a Duke Nukem game because it's the future. You know?
Yeah, exactly. And you'd have, you know, you could integrate the whole capture the babe thing within those two towers. Maybe have
it could be a multiplayer mode. Capture the babe.
Oh yeah, you'd have the babes may be taken hostage by the terrorists inside the World Trade Center, which is kind of reminiscent. Which kind of fits in with the whole theme of terrorists attacking the Twin Towers in the first place. And that would make a pretty cool multiplayer game right there.
Okay.
What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Well, the reason why I kind of said aliens, I think, is that they should keep Duke Nukem away from politics and stuff, because it's just a game.
I see what you mean. They probably have Jack Thompson on their ass. That lawyer guy.
Well,
don't want that.
Well,
I like that guy. He's so crazy that he's inept, and he keeps all the all the proficient lawyers from hurting people.
Well, yeah, some of his stuff. I honestly don't understand how he still has his license. But better a crazy angry lawyer than a sane angry lawyer.
Well, now that you bring it up, he might not even have his license for that much longer, because he was sued by a publisher recently.
Yeah, the Take Two.
You guys hear about that?
Yeah,
Take Two. And you know that's actually, isn't that the publisher for Duke Nukem Forever?
Yes, it is.
So. Yeah.
So you know they are related, the these occurrences. Maybe Take Two taking down Jack Thompson will secure the future for Duke Nukem Forever, exploiting all the bad stuff in the world without giving a crap, you know? They can just make it as political as they want and not be worried, because they'd have that, they'd be backed up by that publisher. Although right now I don't know how their relations are, because after George, you know, had that situation with them. Do you guys remember that?
Turn them to SCFU.
Yeah, because they wanted 3D Realms to finish the game on time.
Publishers, they like to call the shots.
I can understand both sides of the situation. 3D Realms wants to make a really polished game, and you know, just make something that they know for sure is going to be a AAA title. And on the other hand, Take-Two just wants them to hurry up with the game and not waste any more money on paying for the development.
But they're not paying for the development, though. 3D Realms is completely self-funding it.
Right, but there's money going into it either way. And the fact that the publisher is pushing for the release, I mean, it really is a win-win situation. I mean, if they release the game, it's good for both 3D Realms and for Take-Two. It's just a matter of getting it polished, but not being too obsessed with getting it polished to a point where you just say it's perfect. Because, I mean, no game is perfect. It doesn't have to be perfect, you know?
Well, The sales for Duke Nukem Forever will be quite high. Like, the publicity will speak for itself. A game that took 10 years to make, you know?
Oh, yeah, and the whole reputation of Duke, I mean.
How many
all
happy Dukers are just itching to get back in his boots?
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of which, I had one of my teachers laugh in my face when I showed him that thumbnail of Duke Nukem Forever.
Why?
I got into a discussion with him beforehand, months ago, and he says it's never coming out, it's vaporware and this and that. And I kind of made a bet with him saying that there will be some kind of media that year. Lo and behold, there was no media that year. And then after this whole Gamma Sutra thing, I showed him the screenshot, and he just bursts out laughing in my face without any, he didn't hold back, you know? He just went out with it, and he says he needs more proof than that.
Well, I agree with him, you know? back to what we were saying earlier, we need to see a high resolution version of that image. You know, it's definitely a good appetizer, but I mean, we're not being greedy. It's just that we've been waiting for the game for such a long time, and you know, I don't even need to say this, but we are the diehard fans for the game, and I think it would be a great way for 3D Realms to recognize that just by maybe paying more attention to their fans, as well as to the game itself, and just getting the game out.
I realize that they're busy people, and they're probably really frustrated with everybody by now.
Oh yeah,
the same questions over and over and over again. But you know, it kind of comes with the territory when you're developing Duke Nukem Forever.
That's true, and
I think they should change the name of the game though. Right when it comes out, it should be called Duke Nukem Forever. Just slap everybody in the face.
Now that you bring that up, we had a news item on Duke4.net a couple weeks ago about 3D Realms' new trademark being Earth No More. And, you know, a couple guys were speculating on what exactly that name is for, and I was actually talking to Kaiser Shows about it. He's a diehard 3D Realms fan, and who knows? Maybe that's a part of the Duke Nukem name. You know, maybe it's going to be Duke Nukem Forever, Earth No More. That's what Kaiser Shows was thinking.
That would make sense.
And I think that's a fair assumption.
Yeah, makes sense to me. I don't know. Sounds plausible.
Or it could be for Prey 2.
That, yeah, that's true.
That would seem more plausible.
Yeah. You know, I think that Prey is an interesting indicator of maybe what we can expect. Because that was also basically vaporware game. It was just dead. And it just had development here and there. And then they said they resurrected it, got it out the door. I think they can do it again, you know?
Yeah, that's, you know, it can be a sign. It can be, you know, it goes to show that just because the game hasn't been out for such a long time doesn't mean that we should give up hope. I mean, the only thing that kind of bothers me is the fact that Prey is a great game, but the fact that I wouldn't consider it a completely 3D Realms-ified type of game, because it really is a human head game, because those guys were the ones who really developed the game, and 3D Realms had influence, but it was really up to them. And I think, you know, 3D Realms should try to manage to pull something off like that on their own franchise, and you know, just release it for what it is and not worry so much about polishing it, because there's always expansion packs and patches that they can release to make it better over time. Just like with Valve, you know, they're doing the episodic content for Half-Life 2. I mean, that's something that 3D Realms can consider, just to maybe have the game be released sooner and then just do an episodic kind of thing.
You know how many people who, when they hear this, are gonna despise you for saying that?
Well, I'd rather play the game in episodes than not play it at all.
Oh, true.
I mean, but I see where you're coming from.
I like episodic content. It's just other people, as you can tell by our constant arguments on the boards, not so much.
I think it's a great idea. I think so far the executions have sucked completely.
Well, yeah, Valve keeps upgrading their tech, and it just delays and delays and it delays them.
That's true.
It's nice to upgrade your tech, but you should do it in ways that won't hinder your progress. Especially because you really, since it's supposed to be episodic, you should try to be releasing something every few months, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Especially because the idea is that you have one basic set of code and one basic set of resources, and you can just throw things together that, you know, follow with your story and everything, and just release. And if they keep changing things, they're not really following their own episodic model.
That's true. I think it would be wise to just, when they make these upgrades, and not just for Valve, but for 3D Realms, they should try to make upgrades that don't cause the level designers or the artists to have to go back in there and rework everything they've done. They should just make some type of progression that, as you said, doesn't hinder the progress of the game. For example, with Stalker, as we were talking about that earlier, the lighting system they put in there, I mean, that probably didn't make them have to do all the levels over again. They probably have to open them and edit them, but they won't have to do it all over again. And that's something that 3D Realms can do, maybe just focus on an aspect of technology that doesn't require a total renovation, which would result in even further delays than already, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think that's probably the point they're at right now. I guess we'll find out more in coming months.
That's true. I'm looking forward to actually. I think we will, because, you know, with the Scott Miller interview, I mean, if he was willing to give an interview, there's probably something going on, and if he feels that they really are on track, I'd expect to see something maybe by the end of the year, or even maybe sooner than that. So, do you guys have any closing statements?
I don't believe I do.
I believe that everybody should definitely check out Decay and expect to see a lot more in the coming months. Development is going really well, and we hope you really enjoy everything.
Definitely. Just a reminder that Decay, there's going to be some... I'm going to put up some media on the website, so check that out, you know. Support the modders, support the Total Conversion developers. I mean, this is something that needs the support of the community. I mean, people are putting their time into modding for Duke Nukem 3D, and the least the fans can do is support them and check out the media. And I hope that, I mean, I've seen some of Mblackwell's work, and it looks great. And I think people should follow up on it for sure, and check it out at Duke4.net. And is there any other websites that'll have content on this mod?
You can always check our topic on the 3D Realms forums under Duke Nukem. Other than that, there will be a website closer to the game's release.
Okay, and do you know if the domain, do you have a domain ready that you'd like to...
No, we do not. Nothing ready yet, sir.
Okay. Well, as soon as you guys do, I'll make sure to put it up. And, did you have anything to add, Orochi?
Whatever happened to that Aliens mod in Duke?
Oh,
in the E-Duke.
Ouch.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of mods, what happened?
That's a very tough question. Now, it's a very good mod with a lot of progress. It was probably mostly finished, actually, but we had some modeler issues and a few other things. And there was a few engine features that we decided to wait for. So it's mostly canceled. Actually, maybe forever, maybe not. It depends. It might get resurrected in the future, but for
so
right
it's on
now,
crate status.
It's on what?
prey status.
Yes, there you go. It's on prey status.
Now, would you consider merging some of the content you had in Aliens with what you're doing in Decay?
There's not really a lot that I could merge as far as content, because they were two very different games. Although I have to say that there was a lot of code from a few other projects that I was able to include in Decay, and there was a few things from older projects that different members of the team had been on that we had been able to merge as well, and get a good project going right away. So, but unfortunately, probably not any of the Aliens content. I hate to say it. It's pretty much gone. One day maybe, but it's kind of disappointing.
And in another way, it was kind of a good preview of maybe what we can expect from your other work, your Decay mod. Just, you know, when people had a chance to see that video of the Aliens mod. I believe we're hosting that video actually on do4.net,
you
guys check the download section. It was really some spectacular work right there with the lighting and the 3D models, weapons.
Basically, that was really the beginning of what you can expect from mods that are made with EDUC32. Anything you've seen now in recent years, any media, was really just the bare minimum of what's possible. A lot of the effects in Aliens TC that you saw in that trailer are things that we had going in even older versions of Duke Nukem. So we've really just scratched the surface.
Awesome, awesome. So maybe we can expect to see some of that great looking stuff in Decay.
Definitely.
Once you guys have more stuff to show off.
I think you'll definitely be impressed with the final product.
Awesome. And any other closing statements, guys?
No.
Okay, excellent.
Super Paper Mario, April 9th.
Super Paper Mario?
Can't wait.
Let's go. Let's go. 2D and 3D. Anyway, yeah.
So I'd like to thank everyone who's been listening to this and giving us support and visiting Duke4.net. And this was a podcast from Yata, from, go ahead guys.
Orochi
Atlas and M. Blackwell. And this is only part one of our podcast. We're going to start doing this more often. So expect to see a podcast number 2 or, you know, something like that in the near future, maybe one every month even. And I'd like to thank you guys for joining me in this session. And I'm looking forward to holding more podcasts with you guys, and I'm looking forward to checking out Decay once there's more media on that. And I'm hoping, I'm looking forward to a year with Duke Nukem Forever in it. Some type of media or, you know, here's to 2007. And that's about it. Goodbye, and thanks for listening. Mm-hmm.